Right, another free event is Without Walls, taking place on the beach near the I-360 this Saturday with four different performances. One of these, called Scalp, a dance theatre exploration of fashion and conformity, life and otherness through a piece of black woman's hair. Melita Dennett spoke earlier by phone to Scalp's creator, DK Fasciola. And we're going to hear what happened right now.
Can I touch it?
Is that your real hair?
Is that your real hair?
My name is DK Fasciola, and I'm the movement director, creator and co-producer of Scalped.
Scalped is a dance performance with a fashion show element. It's shot right through with a political message.
Yeah, I guess you could definitely say that. Scalped is definitely a dance theatre piece. So it's about the movement, but also what's behind it and the context of the stories we are trying to tell and the messaging that we're trying to put out there. And it's all about black hair and embracing that, because unfortunately in the society we are today, it's still an issue for a lot of black women all over the world to just, you know, rock their hair naturally. And we've had so many stories from different women over the last year working on the project, and just our own personal experience, my own, where there's been issues, whether it's going to work or leaving their house, and the different comments and the way they're treated as people when we have our natural hair out versus when we, you know, put attachments onto our hair, whether it be wigs or braids or anything like that, essentially.
I think this might be something that a lot of white people would be very surprised to hear.
Yeah, and I feel it's interesting, actually, because we've got such a diverse team. And even on the team, when we were having our sit downs, associate producer Rachel when she was hearing a lot of the stories, she was just so surprised and just said, "I didn't know this happened. I didn't know it existed. Like, why? Like, what is it?" And it's just about messaging, really, and the world we live in today, and the media. And when you grow up and you're a black girl, I guess, in London, and all the images of beauty are L'Oreal adverts with this beautiful, you know, Caucasian hair flowing in the wind straight, and just, you know, that's all you ever see. And a lot of the time, the girls that get bullied or that don't get the boyfriend, you know, that don't make it successfully in the images we see on our TV, they have their natural hair. And it's, you know, it's never just natural for black women. It's always a weave, or it's always straight and long and curly. So when you don't see that messaging growing up, it tends to, you know, put something into your subconscious knowingly and unknowingly. And the funny thing when it comes to this as well is a lot of black men have also faced this issue, whether they have their hair in dreadlocks or, you know, when their hair is cut off. There's been so many stories in the media where you see girls or young boys being taken away from school and they're not allowed to go to the school because they say their hair is too messy, or it's not neat enough, that it has to be level one, it has to be cut. And so it's a shame, but I feel like it's definitely an issue that can touch a lot of people, men and women.
How much did the participants' own personal experience feed into the creation of the piece?
All the way through, all the way through, because I'm a type of creator. When I create, I love to bring those experiences, because I feel like the piece becomes theirs, not just mine. It becomes our piece. And in doing so, it makes it a lot stronger and a lot more relatable. But the whole way through, from the images and the movement that you're going to see, it's all come from personal experience. They've all had a diary since the start of the rehearsal process. They've had a diary and they've been fitting and filling it in, and really just talking about what they've been going through.
Scalped is designed as an outdoor work. It's very different,
yes,
performing to passers-by than in a,
yes,
traditional theatrical setting where, you know, people have paid for their ticket and they've got their bum on the seat.
Yes. Yes, definitely, definitely. And in all honesty, this would not have been possible if it wasn't for Without Walls. They're England's largest network of festivals, outdoor festivals, and bringing it to people all around the UK, which is amazing. And if we wasn't introduced to them, this really wouldn't be happening. But it made sense to do this show outside, because that is what it is. Black hair is always an objectification. It's always something where people are looking at you. It's almost like you're a fashion show without asking to be in one. So the same way the audience aren't expecting to see a show or paying for one, they're in that space, and it mirrors the piece in that sense. So it just made sense that it would be outdoors. And of course, the fashion show element, the gaze being looked at, so it makes sense, or being poked and prodded, which is what's happened a lot outdoor just made so much sense.
You're going to be performing on Brighton Seafront by the i360. This is going to be a challenging piece for many people who watch it.
Yes, I think it's going to be a piece that, and I wouldn't say challenging, but I definitely think it's going to be a piece people are going to be surprised at, but also just enjoy, because it's all about celebration. The idea for this piece for us is, you know, do what you want with your hair. That's all it is. It's attachments or no attachments. And it's the same thing with makeup, with women or hair or dresses or clothes. It's just society is always telling us as women what to do, what to look like, how we need to feel. And it's like, forget all of that. Like, attachments or no attachments, you're beautiful, have fun. So the overriding message for us in this is accept who you are, love who you are, whether other people are going to do it or not, and just celebrate yourself. So I definitely think it's going to be something people enjoy.
Thanks very much. That was Melita Dennett talking to Fashola about Scalped, which you can see on Saturday as part of the Without Walls free event, and that is at the i360, and it's on at 12:45, 3:30, 6:30, and it's a 25-minute duration. So, yeah, interesting stuff.